Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Midnight Amen-style sub-sign in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're doing it without blowing up our headroom. This is a super important drum and bass skill, because the sub is the foundation of the drop. It's what makes everything feel huge. But in DNB, that low end has to share space with the kick, the snare, the break, atmospheres, and any mid-bass layers you add on top. So the goal here is not just to make a massive sub. The goal is to make a massive sub that still leaves room for the rest of the track to breathe. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use a resampling workflow. That means we'll build a clean sine-based sub, print it to audio, then shape it like a real performance. This is great for rollers, jungle edits, dark halftime, and neuro-influenced DNB, because once the bass is audio, you can edit timing, note tails, and dynamics much more precisely. First, let's set up the session. Open a blank Ableton Live 12 project and set the tempo to 170 BPM. If you want a slightly darker halftime feel, you can go a little higher, but 170 is a solid starting point for this style. Now build a simple two-bar drum loop. Put a kick on beat 1, a snare on beats 2 and 4, and add an amen break or a chopped break pattern around that. Keep the drums fairly quiet while you're building. That's really important, because if your drums are already loud, you'll judge the sub too aggressively and probably make it too big. A really good habit here is to keep your master peaking somewhere around -6 to -8 dB while you're writing. That gives you room to work, and helps you avoid the classic beginner trap of making everything too loud too early. Now let's create the sub. Add a MIDI track and load operator. In operator, turn on oscillator and choose a sine waveform. Turn off the other oscillators so we keep the sound pure and simple. Now shape the amp envelope. Give it a very short attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Keep the decay short or at 0, sustain it full, and set the release somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds depending on how long you want the notes to ring. At this point, write a simple MIDI phrase that fits the drop idea. For a Midnight Amen style feel, don't just spam notes constantly. Let the bass answer the drum pattern. Think in phrases. Maybe you hold a root note under the first bar, then use a shorter pickup note before a snare hit, then repeat with a small variation later. Keep the notes down in the low octave range, usually around C1 to G1 depending on the key of the tune. If you go too high, it stops feeling like real sub and starts feeling like ordinary bass. Now let's keep it controlled before we resample anything. Add a utility after operator and set the width to 0%. That makes the sound mono, which is what you want for a true sub. Don't widen sub frequencies. That just causes phase problems and makes the low end weaker, not bigger. After utility, add EQ 8. In many cases, you won't need much EQ at all, but if there's unnecessary rumble, you can add a gentle high pass around 20 to 25 Hz. If one note is booming more than in others, make a small cut in the 50 to 70 Hz area, but only if that frequency is actually causing a problem. If you want a little more translation on small speakers, add a saturator after that. Keep it subtle. Drive around 1 to 4 dB is plenty to start. Turn soft clip on and compensate the output so the level doesn't jump too much. We're not trying to turn the sub into a distorted bass sound yet. We're just adding a few harmonics so it's easier to hear, without cranking the actual low end. Now here's a really important mindset shift. A lot of beginners try to make the bass bigger by making it wider or by adding more and more processing. For sub bass, that's usually the wrong move. Instead, make it feel bigger through rhythm, note length, and spacing. So in the MIDI clip, shorten some notes so they don't run into the snare. Leave small gaps where the drums need to punch through. Use call and response with the amen break. Let the bass phrase breathe. A strong dark DNB sub line often has a simple shape. Maybe bar 1 is a long root note. Bar 2 repeats that idea, then adds a short pickup before the snare. Then later you make a tiny variation, maybe a note shift or a slightly shorter tail. That's enough. The groove is doing a lot of the work already. Now we're ready to print it. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Arm the track and record your sub for a few bars. Resampling is a big move, because it lets you work with the bass as audio instead of MIDI. That means you can trim note starts, cut off messy tails, adjust clip gain on individual hits, and place the bass more precisely against the drums. In DNB, timing matters a lot. If the sub lands late, even by a little, the whole groove can feel softer. Once you've recorded it, you can mute or disable the original MIDI instrument and keep it as backup. Now work with the audio clip. Trim the start so the notes hit cleanly. Add short fades on the edges to prevent clicks. If one note is too loud, lower the clip gain on that section instead of compressing the whole thing harder. That keeps the low end more natural and makes the line easier to control. If you see that one note is much heavier than the others, that's normal. Different notes hit different parts of the low end. Just tame the problem note rather than overprocessing the whole bass. If the resampled clip has a bit too much extra rumble, use EQ8 again and keep it gentle. A little cleanup around the extreme lows is fine, but don't carve out the body of the sound. The main job is to keep it consistent enough that it sits under the break without fighting it. Now let's make sure the kick and sub work together. Add a compressor or glue compressor on the sub track and sidechain it from the kick. Keep it subtle. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Set the attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and the release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. That little bit of ducking helps the kick punch through without making the bass disappear. In many DNB tracks, especially rollers, the kick and sub relationship is everything. The sidechain should feel like space being created, not a dramatic pumping effect unless that's the style you want. If the pure sign feels too invisible, you can add a second layer above it. This is optional, but very useful. Duplicate the MIDI idea onto another track and use something like Operator, Wavetable, or Analog for a slightly brighter or dirtier layer. Then high pass that layer around 80 to 120 Hz so it stays out of the true sub range. You can low pass it somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz depending on the sound. Add a little saturation or overdrive for texture. This is a classic workflow. The sub gives you weight, and the upper layer gives you character. Keep the real sub clean and mono, and let the extra layer do the dirty work if needed. Now check your headroom. Put utility on the bass group and listen with mono on and off. Make sure the bass doesn't disappear when collapsed to mono. If it does, there's probably a phase problem somewhere, usually from a wide layer or too much stereo processing. Also check the track at low volume. This is a really good test. If the bass still feels present when it's quiet, it probably has useful harmonics and a good balance. If it only feels big when loud, it may need better shaping. Another great beginner habit is to listen to the sub in three stages. First, solo it. Then listen with the kick. Then listen with the full break. If it only sounds good in solo, it probably needs adjusting. The full drum context is what matters. Now let's put it into a real arrangement. For an intro, keep it mostly drums and atmosphere, with no full sub. In the build, you can hint at the bass with a filtered or shortened version. Then for the drop, bring in the full sub and the break together. You can even remove the sub for one beat right before the drop lands. That tiny moment of silence can make the bass return feel way heavier. Then later in the arrangement, switch it up. Maybe mute the sub for a bar, or change the rhythm slightly, or automate a small rise in saturation. In DNB, arrangement is just as important as sound design. A good bass loop becomes a real track when you shape when it appears and when it disappears. Let's talk about a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub too loud too early. Keep your session balanced. Don't widen the actual sub. Mono is your friend here. Don't let notes ring too far into the snare. Shortening the tail is often the fastest fix. Don't overcompress the bass. Use small amounts of sidechain and edit the audio instead. And don't skip resampling. Once the sound is close, print it and work with the audio. That gives you more control and usually leads to faster progress. A few pro style tips before we wrap up. Try using very subtle saturation so the sub is audible without turning it up. Let the bass answer the snare or the break accents instead of constantly filling the space. Use short silences before heavy hits, because in dark DNB, space adds weight. And if you want more underground character, print multiple versions of the bass as you go, like a clean one, a lightly saturated one, and a more aggressive resample. If you want a strong practice routine, spend 15 minutes making a two-bar phrase. Set the tempo to 170 BPM, make a kick and snare pattern with an amen break, build a sign sub and operator, write a simple two-bar phrase with one long root note, one short pickup note, and one variation in the second bar, then resample it and trim it cleanly. Finally, loop it with the drums and ask yourself three questions. Does the snare stay clear? Does the bass feel deep but not messy? And does the master still have headroom? If the answer is no, don't panic. Just lower the bass a few dB and try again. That's the whole game here. Control first. Volume second. So to recap, build the sub with a sine wave in operator, keep it mono, resample it to audio, use subtle saturation for translation, leave space for the kick, snare, and break, and always check mono and headroom before moving on. Master this workflow and you'll have a really strong foundation for rollers, jungle, dark DNB, and neuro-influenced bass music. The clean sub is not the loudest part of the track, it's the part that makes everything else hit harder.